Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Most of our stadium content's going to have to wait till tomorrow. There's a lot of things we'll cover on tomorrow's show. Today's more of a reactionary, break it all down from all angles kind of afternoon. But I do want to just point out, based on the tour we went on, and this stadium was built by the same architects and designers that have been hired to develop and build the Commanders' new stadium at the RFK site. I have a hard time believing there's a better venue in the NFL. This has long been considered one of the best in the league. I still have to go to SoFi, have not been there, and that one might rival this. It was a $5 billion stadium, so it better. But what an amazing place U.S. Bank is. I mean, it's just such a perfectly designed stadium. All the things we hear about with the Commanders' new venture,
yep,
they did here. Like the idea that you feel outside while you're sitting inside, which is real. They've got about half of the stadium as this clear, they call it saran wrap. I don't know that that's really what it is, but that's what she said. It's like an extra thick saran wrap. It's not even glass or plastic or anything. Roof, where the sun peers through, and like people are putting on.
The sun was in our eyes yesterday.
Yeah, you're like putting on shades, yeah, or you're like pulling your hat down, so it feels like you're inside, outside in that way. But then over top of the visitor's bench, they've got what is kind of a lot of the dishes that reflect the sound back down to the field, so it's super loud over there, well designed. And half of the stadium, right around 60%, is not actually, you know, the glass top, so to speak, where you can see the sky and the sun. On top of that, they've got so many little wrinkles and just really, really cool things. Like in the end zone, all of the panels, these huge, think of like garage doors open, although it's not like a garage door that goes up as much as it's a door that like swings open. But on nice days when it's above 45 degrees, and this was definitely not one of those, they open those doors so that the air is moving through the entire stadium. So now you've got the sun beating down on you from overhead and the air coming in. So you really would feel like you're outside while you're inside. The only difference being if it's raining or snowing, it's not touching you. Pretty cool. They were the first stadium to do this. There are others now where they've got this entire area where they have a high school football helmet from every single high school team.
That was really cool.
In the state.
Yeah. That was really
they should
cool.
do that for Virginia, Maryland, D.C., somewhere at this stadium. They had a beautiful, awesome suite called their Legends Plaza or something like that, where all of the former players that are stars that come back for games with their families can come back on the house and sit and enjoy the game. And it was just like really, really well done. I mean, they thought of almost everything and just how nice everything is. Sitting in our seats, it was the most legroom I've ever had in a stadium. Not even close. The seats are extra wide for big people. There's a cup holder at every seat. The seats were the most comfortable stadium seat I've ever sat. Like, even nuanced little things like that, Danny. I could sit in that seat and do the radio show for 4.5 hours every day.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just
the regular seats.
Everything is so well put together.
The way that I would phrase it, I think you said it very well, is it's all thoughtfully done. Right. So at certain points, it's a little confusing where one thing looks like, and I think if I spent every weekend there or a lot of time there, it would become more intuitive. But to get from one place to another, there's pass-throughs and little nooks and crannies and cool novelties and, easy to walk around. It's easy to get wherever you wanted to go. And once you got past a certain hassle, you get your little wristband thing. And it's like now you've got free reign of the place and nobody bothers you. Whereas the last time I went to Nats Park with a group, people asked me for my ticket to this suite that we were in 15 times. Six different people asked me to see it, and then everyone that came into the suite wanted to see it. And it was like, I've showed this. Could everyone not ask us to show this anymore? And I'm not picking on anybody there. I'm just simply saying, yeah. Once you got your past the hassle, nobody bothered you. And it was easy and clear and friendly. Lines are quick. Everything was efficient.
Well, somebody
everything
told me,
that we did was efficient and easy.
Somebody told me coming out here, they say, my challenge to you is to stand in a line at the game. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And they said, you can't stand in a line at that stadium. And I was like, what do you mean? Concessions? Like, nothing. And I'm like, yeah, right. Now, it might have been that we were in what I would call like a club level. So we were not in the Terra Club, let's say, of Nats Park, but we were in more the President's Club, like the big open area you walk around. There's like buffet style or walk up to the counters and order something. But it's so true to say I did not stand in a line and wait once for anything. And supposedly that's the entire stadium is like that. I mean, it is... It's just perfect. And also, their presentation on the screens, which, by the way, it's the best Jumbotron I've ever seen in my life. They have two. One's the size of a basketball court, NBA court, on one side of the stadium. The other's bigger than that by – it's that with, like, another 10 –
Plus another 10 feet on all around.
Yeah, 10 feet all around it. But, like, each of those screens were the best that I'd ever seen. And then their pregame ceremonies, the way that they play Paul Allen's radio call – seconds after it happened in the stadium. I mean, everything they do to turn things around, it's just incredible. On the tour, when they took us into Paul Allen's radio booth where he calls the game, they touch a button and it just plays a bunch of his calls. Like, yep. little stuff like that where it's like, who thought of this? I mean, this is so awesome. So what I would tell Josh Harris and Mitch Rales and anybody else listening over there who's involved in this operation to build this new stadium, don't overthink this. Whatever you're planning, stop. Crumble it up. Throw it away. I want you to call the people that built this place and said, everything purple burgundy, you're done. We'll see you when it's time to break ground. That is literally what I would do. You can't screw it up. Everything that's purple burgundy, wherever it says Vikings, get out an eraser and put Commanders, or ideally something else that isn't Commanders, but you know, whatever you want to put. That should be the stadium. It is that all. And by the way, it'll be weird because people are like, why is it shaped like a ship?
Don't ask questions.
Because the Vikings wanted it shaped like a ship, and we wanted it to be like that. That's why it's shaped like
a ship. It's just so gorgeous. Part of it's because it's in Minnesota, right? So they made it Viking specific. I don't know what you do exactly to make it DC specific.
People want columns and they want the color of like all the buildings in DC, whatever that concrete color.
A million points of access, a million points of entry. As you said, everything is so thoughtful.
Oh, by the way, we didn't mention this. Getting into the stadium. Now, I know you don't go to Northwest very much.
Right.
Like Kia, who goes to a lot of those games at home. How quickly did we get into the stadium?
Matter of seconds.
I mean, seconds.
Seconds.
Seconds. And he's like, I don't know what that was, but they need to tell our stadium about it. It took seconds. And there were a lot of people walking up to the stadium at the same time, Danny.
100%, yeah.
And we all just kind of breezed through like it was nothing. I don't even know how it worked that way.
I don't either. I haven't figured it out yet. I just know that's all I ask. Even Cap One Arena, which I generally like. I always end up getting stuck or I waited an extra few seconds. Just it never seems seamless because now there's a new ticket thing and now there's a new way to scan your thing. Everything was thoughtfully done with the idea of the comfort and enjoyment of the consumer in mind. That's all I'm asking. Of course, I didn't pay very much. I'm just a schlub that Kondori and Morad decide, yeah, he's worth taking. But as a paying customer, I know what it's like to be a paying customer. Please value my money. Please value my presence. This thing I'm opting into. And it felt like every second of our time there, we were valued as consumers of this thing. Right? Just living, breathing consumers that didn't have to be there. Make me feel like you want me there and you're grateful that I'm there. Amazing.
We were sitting, I don't know if we were 10 rows, 12 rows up from the field. We were about 4 rows behind Jaden Daniels' mom, mm-hmm. who was like at the 50-yard line right behind the bench.
Yeah.
And so she'll be on Hard Knocks because the NFL film crew was with her and she was mic'd up. And we were a few rows behind her. So it's going to be really funny if, like, Darius is picking his nose on Hard Knocks right behind
you. You're going to see me eating an ice cream sandwich at one point.
Yeah, exactly.
Eating my feelings.
But anyway, there was a guy directly below me, like one directly in front of me in the row in front of me in a Vikings jersey. And I was talking with him at one point because, by the way, everyone here is so nice. And he's like, where are you boys from? You're from D.C., yeah. And I'm like, yeah, we are, you know. And he says, these are my season tickets here. Because I was talking about how great the stadium was. And I wasn't going to ask him how expensive it is. But I can't imagine. I mean, to be in that Polaris club, like 9 rows off the field every game, my guy is shelling out some cash.
Jeez.
So I was like, oh, wow, good for you. I was like, I'm sure you pay a lot, but man, is this a great experience. And he goes, I'd pay more. This is perfect. This is worth every penny. Like, when is the last time anyone felt that way at our stadium?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Go up to a season ticket holder and be like, you happy you're paying what you're paying? And just wait for the wrath.
Yeah, like, no, because this schlub right over here and that guy and that guy yeah. and that guy got these for $6 on StubHub.
Right.
Yeah. yeah.
This guy who pays, God knows, thousands and thousands. And he's like, yeah, I'd do it again tomorrow, too. You just can't beat this place. And I'm like, you ain't kidding, bud. I mean, it was awesome. So we'll get more into the tour and some of the specifics. If you're really interested or curious about the stadium, I did a long thread at Grant H. Paulson on Twitter and Instagram if you want to check it out. But make note of that. Let's circle back to it tomorrow because I think there's more meat on that bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website.
It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.